بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ مزعف کے عارفانہ اشعار پیش خدمت ہے، اور جس کا مضمون ہے نفس ہے دشمن، نفس ہے دشمن، دشمن کو ناشاد کر. نفس ہے دشمن، اور دشمن کو ناشاد کر یعنی اس کو خوش مت کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے شاد کر. معلوم ہوا کہ روح کی غذا تقوی ہے، اور تقوی ہی سے روح جو ہے زندہ رہتی ہے. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر، حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جان کو، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو تو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر, اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم, اما بعد. Short translation of this beautiful poem of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi regarding our enemy. Normally we regard maybe a non-Muslim person as our enemy, or this country is our enemy, but our biggest enemies are two. One is nafs, our own nafs, our desires, and one is shaitan. And they are taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to take us to Jahannam. They say, for example, if a non-Muslim person has to kill you, directly you'll go to Jannat. But if shaitan has to overpower you, your nafs has to overpower you, you're not going to get shahadat. You're going to go to the wrong place. You'll go to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So we must realize, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as your enemy. Regard him to be your enemy. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ. Nafs also is always calling a person towards evil. So these are our main enemies. So Hazrat says here that, do not make your enemy the nafs, make him happy. Do not please him. Fulfill every desire of his. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر فریاد کر, دل کو سجدہ میں رو رو کے آباد کر. Wake up and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go in sajda and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and populate your heart, fill up your heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people feel, I will get enjoyment in television, in movies, in the nightclubs, in all of these other places. So this is enjoyment for a short while, very temporary, for a few minutes, few moments. But thereafter, the worry a person goes into, the depression a person goes into, he needs it again and again. But the enjoyment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, we can never ever imagine. Far greater than all of these haram things. But outwardly Allah has kept it, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No person, no nafs knows what Allah has kept mafi and hidden from the coolness of the eyes. So this is in regarding akhirat. The ulama say, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, say even in this dunya, the enjoyment a person gets in his heart by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't make bayan, we can't explain it, what enjoyment there is. So outwardly a person thinks in a nightclub, in drugs, in all of these things, having girlfriends, there is enjoyment. But wallah, there is no enjoyment in that. For a short while, there is some bit of benefit. But the depression and the anxiety a person goes thereafter, it completely destroys whatever pleasure a person has got. So here there is true enjoyment, standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going into sajda and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. روح کو نور تقوا سے تشاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. فل اپ یور ہارٹ, یور روح, یور سول ود دا لائٹ آف تقوا. وٹ از تقوا مین؟ ٹو اسٹے اوے فرام دوز تھنگز وچ ول ڈسپلیز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. میک اللہ ہیپی. اف اللہ از ہیپی, یو ول بی ہیپی آلسو. اللہ ول میک یور ہارٹ ہیپی. ڈو ناٹ لک ایٹ آؤٹ ورڈ تھنگز. آؤٹ ورڈلی دیر آر مینی پیپل ملٹی ملینئرز, بٹ دیو گاٹ نو ہیپینس ان دیئر لائف. اینڈ یو گیٹ سرٹن پیپل, دے آر نتھنگ می بی ان دس ورلڈ, دے آر لیونگ ویری ہیپی لائف. So the main thing is the heart. And Allah Ta'ala is the control of the heart. You make Allah happy, Allah will make your heart happy. Even when problems come in your life, when big problems come in your life, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, the sign of a problem coming in your life, to see whether it's Allah's mercy or Allah's punishment. He says, look at the heart of a person. If a person at that moment is content, is tranquil, problems are coming, but he doesn't get too much of fear in him, he doesn't become too anxious, he doesn't go like a little bit mad, then you know it's a sign of Allah's mercy upon that person. Allah has kept his heart firm. And on the other hand, if a person starts panicking, then this is a sign actually, it's not the mercy of Allah, it's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that person. So this is, Allah will keep that person with the light of taqwa, Allah will make it alive. So he says, make your enemy, nafs is your enemy, make him unhappy, make him displeased. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, fill up your heart with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Like how every day we have to eat food, if you don't eat food, you start feeling weak. Every day in our life we have to make dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, our five times salah, this is the basic. When we will do this here, we are filling up our hearts with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر and destroy the desires of sins of breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stay far away from that these are desires within a person loves to control himself and it comes in the hadith coming to the effect that whoever leaves out his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him something far better the same desire Allah will give it to him in a halal way or otherwise Allah will give him something better than that he left something haram there's a woman in his life but he said for Allah's pleasure I'll leave her so either Allah will give him back the same woman in a halal way or otherwise Allah will give him something far better than that because he chose taqwa on the other hand he took that woman got involved in her now she'll become a problem for him she'll become azab and punishment for him so these are all examinations in our life so destroy the desires of your nafs of sins ہم سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکت پہ ان کو تو سجاد کر وہ جو سن پریز اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی حماد یہ پرسن آلویز پریزنگ اللہ تعالی ایوری باؤنٹی آف اللہ لک ایٹ اٹ الحمدللہ وی انٹر اور ہاؤس الحمدللہ وی سی اور کار الحمدللہ اینڈ دیز آر سمال باؤنٹیز آف دا دنیا بٹ ایون گریٹر باؤنٹیز اللہ گیو می ایمان اللہ گیو می دا توفیق ٹو سٹ ان دا مسجد اینڈ ریڈ صلاۃ ٹو ریڈ قرآن شریف اینڈ اٹ اللہ ہز پرومس لئن شکرتم لازیدنکم If you will make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah will increase you. This thought came to my mind, teaching my boys are sitting and learning Hebrew. So I told him, after every ayat of the Quran you learn, then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Because Allah promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Then inshallah the next ayat will become easier for you. Learning one page of sabak, you're making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you. Allah will make it easier for you to learn more of the Quran Sharif. Because it's Allah's promise. So Allah will definitely give it to a person. So any bounty in life you got, Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will increase a person. And then another thing is that put your head on the ground and make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. There is great enjoyment in this. And another thing is qalb wa jaaku tu us darpay abbad kar. Become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at his door with your heart and your soul. Give your whole life, become a true servant of Allah ta'ala, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a slave means whatever is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I must follow. We had a story many times from our Hazrat, one great Buzurg, he bought one slave. He asked the slave, what's your name? He said, whatever you want to call me, that's my name. He said, what will you wear? Whatever you give me to wear, I'll wear. What food do you eat? Whatever food you give me, I'll eat. So this Buzurg and pious person freed the slave. He said, today you have taught me what it is to be a slave. I must be a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants me to eat, I must eat. What He wants me to wear, I must wear. Thus you must become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it says, or sukoon jil wa jaku khallat kar, fill up your heart and your soul then with the sukoon, peace of mind, contentment of heart, which Allah ta'ala will give, and a person becomes his true servant and banda. Apni khushiyo ko akhtar ko to barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushiyo se dil abad kar, as it says, destroy your desires. Everyone, Allah has made desires for every single person in this world. But you destroy your desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, give one life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In place of that, Allah will give you 100 lives. You gave a little bit of enjoyment, you broke it for Allah's pleasure. You had the desire to look at haram. For Allah's pleasure, you lowered your gaze. You didn't look at that haram. You broke your nafs. See the enjoyment Allah will give you in your ibadat, in the tilawat of Quran, which will far surpass all other kinds of enjoyment. Hazrat says, break your desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fill up your heart, populate your heart, But the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And this must become the object of our life. Our object of our life must be, I have to prepare for akhirat, and I have to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I can live in this world, then Allah must be pleased with me. This is the object of my life. Not shaitan must be pleased with me, not my nafs must be pleased with me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with me. We should make this the object of our life. We all got weaknesses in our life, and Allah is so merciful. The minute you make a mistake, make tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Wake up and continue. 100 times you make a mistake in the same day. 100 times, don't feel shy. Make tawbah 100 times. And see how Allah Ta'ala will take a person out of a life of sin. And Allah will bring a person into the life of tawbah and piety and taqwa. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us true understanding.